Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Jen Sabella now from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news. Good morning, Jen. A West Town favorite is back. Tell us about this.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, the Silver Palm, as many people might remember, it is the rail car that is on Milwaukee Avenue, like in Milwaukee and Grand. And it used to be home to the Three Little Piggies sandwich, which was Anthony Bourdain's favorite sandwich, famously. It closed a couple years ago, in 2018, actually, and quietly reopened this week as Tiki Tiki at the Silver Palm. It's a tiki bar, and right now the rail car is not operational. They're fixing it up. But if you go into the main area where you used to enter the Silver Palm, it's a full-blown tiki bar, and they're setting it up, the rail car, to be back up and running. So if you miss having a cozy little drink and a little snack in that rail car, which is really, really cool, it will be back soon for the summer. And that's at 768 North Milwaukee Avenue. They will not be bringing a Three Little Piggy sandwich back, which was a pork, ham, and bacon combination. But you will be able to get tiki drinks and small bites.
You know what? I drove past there a million times, especially going to and from the United Center. Always curious, never went in there. Milwaukee and Grand, right?
Yes, and it's really cool inside. It's a great place for like a date night and taking somebody somewhere really unique in the city.
Got it. We might have a new Chicago landmark soon. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the warehouse, which I think I mentioned last week to you on the air about like the birthplace of house music, happened at the warehouse. It is a building in the West Loop at 206 South Jefferson Street, and people from all around the world reached out when the building was sold, and they worried that it would be demolished because there's so much development over in the West Loop, a lot of high rises going up. This building was just such an important place for house music and for black people in Chicago in the 70s and 80s. So all these letters came pouring in. 13,000 people from around the world petitioned the city to make this a landmark. So it just cleared its first hurdle yesterday in the City Hall Commission. It will have to go before the full City Council for approval. But the people who bought it said they didn't even know the history of it. They just were hoping to open a law office there. So they are not looking to change any of the historic features in the building or tear it down. So good news for everyone. I don't know if there will eventually be some sort of museum to house music there. But it's cool that people are realizing that this little unassuming building on Jefferson has such a rich history for the city's music scene.
That is cool. And if you feel adventurous, you can go to Revolution Brewing's party tonight. What will they be doing, Jen?
A dear friend of Block Club, John Carruthers, he is with Revolution Brewing. You may have seen him on Chopped. He makes tavern-style pizzas. He's always experimenting with cooking, and he is making his own haggis. This is a sheep's heart, liver, and lungs mixed with onion, oatmeal, and spices stuffed inside of sheep's stomach or sausage casing and boiled. It's a Scottish dish, and they are rolling it out tonight along with their VSO Gravedigger, a Scotch ale beer that Revolution is debuting tonight. So if you get there early enough, you'll be able to try John's haggis if you're really adventurous eater.
Yeah, this reminds me of Jay Leno's old joke years ago when England really didn't have the dining scene they have now. He talked about how if you go into a dumpster behind any restaurant in the United States, you'll find what's on the menu at British restaurants and pubs, sheep stomach being one of the items.
It's pretty gross, but apparently this United States, it's not legal to eat animal lungs, so John's recipe will not include those lungs. So if anyone was worried about that.
Okay, thanks for ruining our breakfast. Jen Sabella, more at blockclubchicago.org. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Jen.
You too. Thanks, Bob.